We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll say this. We've had three looks at him.
Against the Mets, he's not. He doesn't feel like he's that comfortable.
Yeah, maybe you don't pitch him against the Mets no more.
Maybe the Mets, he's not that comfortable.
Well, dude, hit his second pitch, you know, and he hits it out. If he's first at bat, Major League Baseball, second pitch, hits a two-run homer.
No, you know what's funny? Because when we were talking about this yesterday, me and A were kind of like, I don't know, dog. You know, it's Scherzer. He was like, oh, no, you got to believe. It's a great time.
Wait, who said that?
John.
Okay, I thought you said A.
I said me and A were talking.
That don't sound like me.
No, we were talking, and you remember we were like, I don't know, man. It's Scherzer.
How many runs did the Braves score last night? Seven?
No, I'm just saying. I just said the outcome. I mean, they battled back. That's what I just said. But still, initially, you was going through it initially, like when there was no scores on the when the Braves didn't score, and Odorizzi was looking doing Odorizzi things. It looked like it was gonna get rough, real rough.
And because it did, you know. But anyway, tonight you got to face DeGrom. And you got to find a way to.
I think we get DeGrom tonight. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. DeGrom, your time is up, bro. It's going down.
Well, we were, flipping back and forth between the Braves and United last night. And then there's United giving up goal after goal.
It was like 2-0. That's when I stopped flipping.
Okay.
Because those hit kind of early.
My daughter Danny's like texting me going, okay, this isn't good, is it? I went, no, it's not good. It's 4-0 in baseball and 2-0 in soccer. The United ended up losing. Joseph got his 100th career MLS goal, which is great, but it was kind of pointless. They lost 2-1. I'm not going to say
United. They scored.
I didn't
see that.
Yeah.
Late goal.
Hey, Abe, I didn't see that one. I didn't stick around for their goal.
Wonder where you could find that info.
On the rundown. You know, there was a little air of sarcasm in there, Abe. I mean, geez, back up off me. It's only 5:05. Back up off me.
That's it. Okay. Are you guys done?
It's Thursday. It's Thursday. It feel like a Friday, though.
Throw it on Thursday.
It feel like a Friday.
Right?
Feel like a Friday.
Yeah, that's all I got for last night. You know what else I did yesterday was watch this about the fake girlfriend here, the girlfriend that didn't exist.
Yeah.
The Manti Te'o thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that was really good.
You think so?
Yeah.
I have some thoughts about that I'm gonna save for a little bit later in the show, like by 5:40. Because Abe didn't get a chance to see it.
Did you get a chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it at 5:40.
Yeah, Abe didn't get a chance to see it. Day-Day, you didn't see the Manti Te'o story?
No, but I remember it very well.
No, I mean, because this is, like, just give you a little setup, John. This is how I knew about it. Our friend Orin, friend of the show, sent a text. And this is no way, shape, or form me bashing my frat brother. It's not. But he sent the text and said, oh, in this voice, I hear it when I see the text. Oh, this Manti Te'o story is so sad. You need to watch it. It's really good.
Really?
Yes. It's just so sad. Okay.
Sounds like Mike Tyson sent you.
So I dropped what I'm doing, which wasn't much. I wasn't doing much. It's like, what, noon? I wasn't doing a whole lot, dozing off.
Okay.
I was like, let me go ahead and watch this, man. And I was like, after I watched it, that day I was like, Wow. I'm not going to tell you what that wild bit. I'm not. I got a little bit of time, but I'll tell you what that wild bit. But it was just like, ugh, okay.
So where can I watch it? Where can I?
Netflix.
Netflix?
Oh, okay. But this is, you know what? I don't know if you noticed this, John. They got a couple other stories that they're going to tell.
Yeah, no, I saw that too.
You saw Donaghy?
Yeah, Tim Donaghy.
Oh, man, that's the one I want to see.
Yep.
I want to see that one. And it was another one that piqued my interest a little bit. I can't remember that one, but the Donaghy story, I definitely want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that looks really good too. Tim Donaghy, you know, the whole throwing the games. And, it's good if they, as long as they do it, you know, right, you know, they don't sugarcoat anything. You know, I mean, you rigged the games, dude. I mean,
I don't think so, because like when I saw like the, you know, they had a little trailer. It seemed like he kept it 100. I mean, you really have to.
Yeah, I know. What else can you say? Yeah. I threw games.
Yeah, he was throwing the things big time.
You know, I mean, I remember John Hot Rod Williams down at Tulane, and he was throwing games down there.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Money in the shoe and all that kind of stuff.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah. Right. So we got a lot to get into. We'll get into that at Hughes World. I've got some thoughts about it, too. But I would just say this before Hughes World. If you get a chance to watch Untold, I highly recommend it. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it is.
As a documentary, it's very good.
It's good. It gives you a different perspective. But at the same time, you're just like, interesting.
Well, somebody left, we come in overnight, and somebody left the SEC Network on one of our television monitors, and it's a game between LSU and Alabama last year. And all I can do watching this is I am so excited for college football, I can't stand it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you with that, John. I mean, and it's to the point now, you know, where, like, this year, I'm a little nervous because I probably, like, as far as college football is concerned, probably have to do a little bit more traveling than I have in the past, because of the Central State is playing in the HBCU Classic. Might have to do something with that. And just trying to get around. Still haven't made it to Tuscaloosa. Got to do that. And just trying to be more involved with college football. So this year, I might
have to. Well, Trout wants you to come up and see his kid at Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson. Got to go to Clemson. Might have to make that trip to Clemson. So having a little bit of anxiety because some of those trips, because of the time that I, you know, work and everything, because, you know, I still got to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to actually jump on a plane. Like that has been.
Well, not only that, you've got a pretty big date in Philadelphia later in
the year. You know, like, John, let me tell you, I'm having anxiety about getting on a plane. Like, and let me say this, it's not like I've never ridden on a plane, because I have, you know, played in the NFL and we used to ride on planes all the time. John, I haven't ridden on a plane in about, what, three, 4 years? And so now, you know, I see. And part of this is because I know it, and I know all the mask rules and everything else have changed or whatever. I know it's different. But just the thought of being on a cylinder with people that potentially are hacking and coughing, it just kind of freaks me out. It just freaks me out a little bit. Just a little bit. So I'm having a little anxiety about jumping on a plane. I really, really am.
Well, you know, get you an N95 mask.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Okay.
I have one. It's just
get you some, like, Dramamine?
Yeah, and probably just take a little sleep. Go to sleep. Take a little sleep.
Can I have a couple of shots or something?
Yeah, just go to bed. That's what I probably need to do. And just the thought of going somewhere, because I'm so used to, over the last couple of years, throwing everything in the back of my pickup truck. Like, you know, the shoes that I bid on that I rarely get. You know, I like to... Day-day. I like to travel. Like, when I take my shoes with me, don't judge me.
Wait, you take your shoes with you?
Well, the shoes that I want to wear.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's normal people stuff.
But this the kicker.
I thought you were taking, like, boxes of shoes you were going to wear.
Okay, boxes. Yeah, I do. I take the whole box.
No, I'm just talking about, you got 10 boxes of shoes. Are you going to wear those? No, I bid on them, and they're mine.
I take a couple boxes with me, though, but
what's the over-under the number of shoe boxes you have in your place right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably about 20, 25.
Is that all?
Yeah, that ain't bad.
No,
ain't bad.
I mean, well, I'm married,
I mean,
because
I just got into the sneaker thing.
I probably have one, two.
What, about 6 months ago?
He's a babe in the game. There's people that have, like literal bedrooms.
And in mine, yeah.
I got, like, yeah, I'm kind of new. And this is my thing, because people always say, hey, well, you know, if you want them, like I was talking to DJ Shockley. There's a sneaker boutique not too far from here. And he was telling me about how, you know, there's a little bit of a markup, but they got, you know, the ones you want. And to me, it's about, for me personally, it's more about the it's almost like fishing. Like, you know, you go fishing and you try to catch a fish. It's kind of the same thing. Like, I want to catch the fish. I don't want to go to the market and buy the fish that's already there, just pick the one out. I just kind of want to try to get it on my own and get it for the retail price instead of getting it at the markup. So, yeah, that's for me, that's the fun part about it.
This is why you're not married.
No, that's not why I know why I'm not married.
No, you want to you like you like fishing, you don't like catching.
Oh, the metaphor.
Yeah,
got you.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what, John, now that I think about it, you might be right.
Catch and release.
Yeah, you might be right. That's a problem.
Yeah, catch and release is a dating Abe knows about catch and release is what he does, you know, because unless you get bit, in which case, you know, you're hooked.
Yeah, you never know
what happens, right? Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Kia Studios as we get ready for the final game between the Mets and the Braves tonight with Jacob DeGrom on the mound. Hey, by the way, Abe, I know it's early in the morning. I haven't looked. Have the Braves announced a starter for tonight?
Yes, Max Fried will be coming off. Okay. They announced it late after the game.
Max Fried against Jacob DeGrom.
It's also on the rundown.
Yes, it's 50 Cup Thursday. Is that?
Wait a second, let me read this. Thursday. Atlanta Braves fall to the Mets 9-7 after being down. Atlanta United, Atlanta Falcons. I don't see it on the rundown.
You only read the rundown one segment at a time?
Yes.
Okay, great. Glad we know what's coming up the rest of the show.
Snippy, snippy.
Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 at the game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right-handed swing numbers were really good. The left-handed wasn't so good, and it's kind of been the opposite since he's been here. I think the guys have worked with him. They've noticed him, and he's put it into play and been really good.
Yeah, left-handed, Grossman's been good. I don't know about you, but on my Braves bingo card, I didn't necessarily have 3 weeks ago. Well, you know, we're going to be playing the Mets in a key game, and it's going to be Grossman and Grissom who are going to kind of carry us offensively. But no, I didn't have that. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. They did show a little bit of fight last night. Grossman with a big three-run home run, and Vaughn Grissom doing Vaughn Grissom things. So I guess that's good news, Hugh. But aside from that, not so much great.
But the outcome, I think if you were being realistic with everything, outcome was probably what you expected. You know, when you talk about Scherzer being on the mound, I will say this, though. The fact that they were able to make it a game was pretty impressive, in my humble opinion. It was pretty impressive that they were able to fight back the way that they did because, you know, a game starts out like that. I know it's a lot of baseball left to be played. And it didn't help that when Chip Carey was in the booth, he sounded so dejected when he said, what did he say? Who was warming up? Tyler Maxey's warming up.
Yep.
And it's the third inning. And I was just like, the way that he said that resonated with me, I was like, oh, wow, that is terrible. Because it was that kind of a night, and you just knew that it was going to be a rough one. But like I said, the Braves were able to fight back, and they were able to make it interesting. But yeah, it's unfortunate that it started out the way that it did.
Well, you know, when Jake Odorizzi's a veteran, he's been around. When they picked him up, I was kind of excited about the fact that he could be, you know, a starter.
Everybody
that
was
help
excited,
you.
And yeah. The fact that who was it? Who was pitching bad? Who was we talking about trying to replace? Was it Ian Anderson? Was it Ian Anderson we were talking about?
Yeah, Ian was struggling. Yeah,
we was talking about potentially replacing him and him coming in and getting the opportunity, and it just hasn't worked out for him yet.
No, it probably never will, if I have my way, because today he'd be cut.
That does not surprise me, John.
Move on.
because it's not surprising.
Move on. Moving on. I would just, Jake Odorizzi, gone. I just moving on. I don't got time for this. I mean, you can sit here and talk to me about moral victories. Dude, it's a line drive at the box score. You lost a game to the Mets. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for you to go out and give some dude on his second pitch, you know, hit a home run. And he's like, oh, look at his family. I mean, they're so excited. I'm like, I don't care about his family. I care about, you know.
Mom jumping up and down.
Let's take a live look at Jake Odorizzi's family. Pounded tables and throwing stuff through the, you know, they'd be like, you know, hurling stuff, you know. I mean, because not acceptable. And not now. So, okay, whatever.
One game tonight. Hopefully tonight is a different story.
Wait, would you start Odorizzi again, Hugh? Yes or no? It's early rapid fire.
Would I? Mm-hmm. I gave him one more chance. Not against the Mets, though.
Daddy, would you start Odorizzi again?
Yeah, you got to give him one more go. One more.
Abe, would you start Odorizzi again?
Yeah, I'd start him before I play Ozuna again.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, but that's where he went.
So I went.
That's where he went.
I want to get my veiled shot. It's shots in two there, John. You gotta throw the elbow to the ribcage.
Are we doing? He's no longer Ozuna.
No front knee kick.
He's now Ozuna.
Odorizzi. No, for real, I would not be starting him, but I would have handled the pitching staff vastly different all season, so that's just me.
Yeah, well, you know, Rick Kranitz over here, you know, producing the show. yeah, no, Odorizzi, I'm just done. I don't have time for this. I mean, you either produce or you're gone. I mean, again, who had 3 weeks ago, who had the Braves and the Mets talking about Grossman and Grissom being the guys that carried you? Which, by the way, she goes to another point here. You big guys up at the top, if Grossman and Grissom are carrying you offensively, maybe you need to do something yourself. Okay, just saying. All right, you know, just okay. How about you contribute here?
You want to name some names there, John?
No. I don't have any
names. Call them out. Come on.
Who? Acuna and Riley and Olsen and those guys?
All right.
Yeah. You multi-billion-dollar players? I'm just saying, you got to do your job, too. All right, so you got DeGrom tonight.
Just quick, don't it?
Huh?
That thing flipped quick.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Remember yesterday when he told us we were going to run right past the Mets?
What? I'm just trying to be honest here about, you know, it is the dog days of August. You know, football season doesn't start for another 9 days, right? Is that 9? Yeah, 9 days.
I feel like a light switch, like somebody just sitting there going.
Well, that's the way baseball works.
I know. I'm just saying. It's weird.
It's not weird. It's look, see, again, I'll explain to you how this kind of works. If you're a football fan, football's a miniseries, okay? You know, and the new one drops every week. It's like watching Netflix. And next Friday, you know, next Friday is the next Friday.
Trying to big time everybody, man. We know baseball is a soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
We know.
Okay, and so did you ever get into a soap opera? By the way,
General Hospital,
GH,
Young and the Restless. Like, which one was Luke and Laura? Because that was the big one. That was General Hospital.
That was General Hospital.
Yeah, Luke and Laura.
All My Children was pretty big, too.
Yeah, All My Children.
Sorry, John's looking at me like, why do I know that? Yeah.
Back in the day, like, so
Guiding Light
like,
or...
No,
like Sand Through the Hourglass, Hugh.
Hey, these are the days
of our lives.
Dude, soap operas used to... Do they still come on?
Yes, they do.
Because I was in the barbershop one day after I left here last week, I believe it was. And, yeah, I was sitting there thinking to myself, who's still home watching these? It's the same ones.
No, listen. The fact that they're live and they're, like they're live, that used to blow my mind, like that the soap operas were live. And I remember a couple times Stephen A. did a couple soap operas. I can't remember which show he was on, but he did a couple soap operas. So yeah, that to me is like phenomenal that people still watch soap opera.
Yeah, no, I never got into a soap opera, but that was never. Of course, I was really never. It was never my thing.
You never home?
No, I was home all the time. I mean, because I worked nights. I mean, I was a television guy. I mean, you know, you work. My hours were like 3 to midnight. You know, I mean, or 2 to midnight. But I had other things to do. You know, go play golf, anything.
Anything, you know? But watch a soap opera.
Exactly. Gotcha. Basically, you know. Fix the toilet. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you anything but watch a soap opera.
Watch a soap opera. Soap operas suck. No, the soap operas weren't bad, man. I just remember Luke and Laura and their love triangle and how the babies on soap operas would be, like, born, like, 1 week. They're, like, 2 weeks later, they grown.
Yeah. Wasn't Kelly Ripa a product of a soap opera?
She may have been. Yeah. All I know is that my first wife, God rest her soul, was into a soap opera. And so I watched a couple episodes. I forget which one. It may have been All My Children. I have no idea. And a year or 2 years later, I go back to watch it, and I go, "Oh, okay, I'm. It's nothing changed. It's the same dude, the same wife."
Victor was the guy back in the day. I remember everybody used to talk about Victor.
He was the JR. He was the JR of Young and Restless.
Okay, all right. Yeah. If you say, I'll roll with you on that one. That sounds good to me. So in the soap opera that is the Atlanta Braves. You know, nothing changes when we still have a problem with his last starter. I mean, I didn't think we would, but we do, apparently. We have a problem with his last starter, and his name is Jake Odorizzi, and he's got to go. I don't have time for this. You know, Max Fried's going to pitch tonight. I think that, you know, if you can get Ian Anderson back and kind of in the good graces after his last start, all right, good. But, you know, we got to go here. I mean, this is absolute go time. You can't be throwing a guy out there who's going to give up a home run, a two-run home run jack to a guy in the second pitch that he's ever seen in Major League Baseball. And then back-to-back in the first inning. I mean, he was throwing batting practice out there last night.
Yeah, he definitely was. Like, he definitely was doing that. I think that, you know, they got him here. That's what they wanted him to do to see if he could do that. He will get another start. I just don't want to see him start against the Mets. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but all right, so if you guys are right and he gets another start, if he goes out against, I don't know, the Pirates or something and he has another start.
If he goes out against the Pirates, he gets shook.
Yeah, but then you're with me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because you can't give, you know, as important as the Mets are, and they're critical games, this is a really, really big game tonight. You cannot afford to split here. You know, I mean, you really need to take this game tonight. You have to. This has got playoffs written all over it because I want to see you win the NL East title. I think it's a. I know that it's a chip and a chair, and I'm the guy that always says chip and a chair. But I got to tell you, I think it's really kind of important that you win the East. I want to get that bye. I mean, it's not just about beating the Mets and rubbing their faces in it. I mean, it's more than that. I want to get the bye. I don't want to have to play in the opening round of the playoffs. And to do that, you got to beat the Mets. You got to catch them. So, the only way you're going to do it, let's put it this way: you don't win this game tonight, you think you're catching the Mets? Because I'm starting to think the answer is maybe no.
I kind of been on that bandwagon for the longest, John. I've kind of been there. I've kind of conceded that fact. The other night when they won, I kind of felt the way that you guys did, that there was a chance. But I kind of conceded that fact. I kind of conceded the fact that that might not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of already resigned to that because the Mets aren't fade. They don't look like they're going to fade. They really, really don't. They really, really don't. And they're – you know, with the injuries that they've had and the fact that, you know, Scherzer came out there and did what he did yesterday, I don't think so. I don't think so. Tonight's your best night. I think you could probably get DeGrom tonight, though. I think he's the guy that can be had tonight, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already resigned the fact that you might.
Yeah, so it's Fried and DeGrom tonight in the last game of the set here against the Mets. And I think you really, I mean, I'm not, look, the Braves could go out there and win 22 out of 23, and they still win the division even if they lose tonight. There is plenty of time. There's over a month left in the season. But at the same time, you know, if you don't, then, you know, what, you put yourself in such a pickle here. You got to make up so much ground because every game is two, you know, so you know, we all understand that.
No, I mean, I get that.
We you know, math even at this hour of the morning. You know, you sent me this thing about this Dodge EV.
Oh, the new – it's the Banshee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right, so –
Dodge's going to – listen, I know I've had two of them stolen from me, and I sent angry tweets to Mopar,
mm-hmm.
and they did not respond.
Right.
I'm probably still give them some of my money when this thing would come out.
Now, wait a second. Walk me through this, because I saw this thing. All right, this is this electric vehicle. By the way, I will say this. I highly, highly, highly doubt I would ever own an electric vehicle. Matter of fact, I won't. But that's just me. I just don't trust it. But to this thing – there's a package you can get with the car. I forget what it was called.
The ambient sound.
The sound thing.
Yes. John, you must have didn't listen to it with the sound on. You didn't, like, it. I'm a sucker.
But, I mean, sound, really?
I'm a sucker. I'm not going to lie. I was hot when they stole my cars, but when I saw that EV and I heard it, like, I'm not a fan of, like, I'm pretty sure that the concept car is gonna look somewhat like the production car, but boy, when I saw it and I heard it, I was like, wow, that sounds like a muscle car. I was like, oh, I might get one of those. I would definitely get. I forgot what the base price is, and you know they're gonna offer a different model later in the process. But boy, Yeah, that's one I would definitely get. I would definitely get the Banshee. I would definitely get that.
I think the only electric vehicle I'll get is a golf cart.
Golf carts are nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Peachtree City. But as far as, like, driving one around. No, the EVs, like, and this is the thing, because I was talking to Daryl Killian last night. That's the auto insider, and he works here at V. He was like, Dodge has made such a mark with muscle cars and high horsepower cars.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has to believe that this one is going to be more powerful than the Hellcat.
They said 800 horses, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. He said it has to be. It'd probably be more closer to 1,000, maybe. As an electric car, yeah. I think I'm. But then you think about it like this: how is that going to affect the battery? How much battery life is that going to eat up? Because I would assume if you're pulling that kind of horsepower,
mm-hmm.
then you would probably be recharging a lot more. Probably like you do when you're getting gas. It'd probably be the same thing. I would assume. I don't know. I don't know how that works. And I've also heard that people starting to complain about the fact that, you know, when those electric cars, when the battery goes,
right,
that's the whole that's the platform.
And that's 10 grand or 15 grand right there.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, and then I'm in the Kroger yesterday, and I walk by, and they've got the electric vehicle charging stations, right?
Yeah, oh, it's happening. That's what I'm saying, John. It's happening. I know. It's happening quickly.
But there's a sign there that says, you know, please 2-hour limit. And I thought, this is why I'm not getting an electric car. I mean, this is reason number among plenty. I'm, hon, I've got to go charge the electric car over at the Kroger and pull it in for 2 hours. No. I want to go to the racetrack and roll in and go in and out.
But it all, like I said, it all depends on the type of charger that you have on your car, and it all depends on the car really, because what I was reading, John, is the charging time varies on different vehicles. And it just all depends. And you have whatever the thing is that you charge it with, the little plug. All depends on what kind of plug you have.
Okay, that's great. Can I go from empty to full in under 2 minutes?
I would probably say 15 minutes.
No, that's way too long. I don't have 15 minutes to stand around at a racetrack going,
If you're
talking to the dude behind the counter going, hey, so how's business been today?
First of all, if you're going to the store.
Sell any ho-hos today?
First of all, John, I guess the idea for having an electric car is.
How much of the fun do you have?
If you're at home, if your car's at home, your car's plugged in.
You ever sell a lottery winner?
He ain't trying to hear. But so that's not the problem. The electric station is probably for the people that are from out of town going to, you know, the store or whatever.
Hey, Bob, when are you going to be here? Well, we're about 10 miles
my
away, probably about two
EV
and a half
is
hours.
Still charging. I got about 30 more minutes.
We'll be there in about 2 hours. Dude, just get some gas. It's like, okay. News World is around the corner on the morning show.
Yes! We're going to talk about this Manti Te'o special. We're going to get into it. We're going to rip it apart. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Radio 92.9, The Game.
Thoughts this unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that? Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Now, John, I know you mentioned it earlier this morning. We were talking about the Manti Te'o documentary. Talking about the fact that he had a fake girlfriend and everything like that. But this is how it came to pass for us. You know, like I said, Oren is on our text thread, you know, friend of the show, and we were talking, and he was talking about how he was watching the documentary, and he felt that it was pretty sad, you know, and how he felt pretty bad for the kid. So with that being said, I said, let me check out this documentary. I think we both kind of said that. I said, let me check out this documentary. So I watched the Manti Te'o documentary, and I watched the fact that I watched and I listened to the story that he told. And I understand that the young man is grounded in his faith, which I totally respect that. And you know, I heard the story about how he chose Notre Dame over USC and how he wanted to make his own mark and how and what he meant to that Notre Dame program. I mean, they go into all of that. I know Abe hasn't seen it, and I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to spoil it for anybody because it's very interesting. And I'll say this. It's very inspirational to someone who has been through what he's been through and has fought through it to be on the other side. I will give him props for that. I will definitely give him props for that. But with that being said, John, there were too many signs for me to say that you know, to feel sorry for him. There were way too many signs watching that documentary. I mean, from family members. Like, you're talking about a young man who had, you know, a close-knit circle. And to have some people in his circle, you got to watch it, man, because immediately what I picked up on, I picked up on two things. I don't know what his relationship with his dad was. I don't know what that was. Some of his close family members, they weren't on the air, but they ain't nothing. They weren't nothing because there was a time where, you know how you go to family members for references. You check references. And he went to some of his family members to check some references. And his family members, like, they tried to make it seem like his family members confirmed these people. Like, that's what really got me, like, a close family member, like a family member with the same last name confirming this. And it was one of those things where, you know, this man is with this person over the course of a few months. And there were signs long before it got to where it got to where he should have known something was up. He should have known something was up, John. And then you think about it like this. I understand that you know, you're grounded in faith and you know, you and your folks and everything. That's, you're at Notre Dame. That's probably not going to be the case. You know, you're at Notre Dame. You're halfway, well, you're more than halfway across the country. Damn near on the East Coast, for real, from Hawaii. So for you to not be able to read those signs and what like that, I just thought, man, I really, really did. And I do not feel sorry for him.
Well, there are no spoilers here. We all know the Manti Te'o story. It's untold, and it's about Manti Te'o's girlfriend that didn't exist and about how he got catfished by this guy. By the way, the guy happens to be Tui Asisopo. We all know that now. We all knew that anyway. Marques Tui Asisopo, Manu Tui Asisopo from that family. And so he gets catfished by this guy. And there's a twist at the beginning of this that you'll have to see to who Tui Asisopo is. But the fact is he got suckered into this and he got, you know, pulled into this fake world. But here's where I kind of understood a little bit. I understand nowadays, Hugh, because I didn't grow up in it, you didn't grow up in it, how you could be suckered into the whole social media era where it's, you know, the dating platform of that is, you know, Twitter,
I mean, I get
and
that, but,
Facebook
but,
and, you know,
but
and
I will
you
say
get
this.
Taken if you're not careful.
I'll say this, though. There are certain things, like, say, I've met people and dated people that you've met online. There are certain things that for me personally, like, that I'll look at and be like, no, something's up, something's wrong. Like the ones where, you know, obviously the ones where people ask for money, those are definitely signs. And signs when people don't want to meet or it's one of those things where it's always something. That's a big red flag to me.
Yeah, no, I know. But don't we all get, every day we get something that your Amazon account or your PayPal account or something like that. I'm like, come on, stop it. My PayPal account's got zero in it.
I get those. And I told you a story about one time where it was like an iPhone, iWatch, where I filled out information. I was like, oh, wait, if this doesn't sound right. But, John, when it comes to, number one, this is how I look at it. And I don't know if any other man look at it like this, but this is how I look at it. I think I am a very attractive man. I really do. I'm not Blair Underwood attractive, but I do okay for myself. Ain't no beautiful women sliding in my DM trying to holler at me because they don't have to. You know what I mean? Because beautiful women don't have to do that. So anytime if a woman slides in my DM and say, hey, cutie, be like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. This does not happen. because it doesn't. And if any guy out there thinks that it does, then, hey, brother, God bless you. But it doesn't happen like that because we live in a time, in a day and age, where some women are still old-fashioned. They like the guys to be the aggressor.
Again, no spoiler. When he was drafted, right, he's up on the stage, and they're asking him when he gets drafted, they ask him the question. And I remember that vividly, but it gives you a different context of how he's going to answer this question now when he's on ESPN
yeah, I remember
at the
that.
Draft. And it's just, boy, that is an awkward moment.
Man, but still, this cat, he painted this whole picture. Like, then that's another thing, John. You put yourself in that position
yep.
by telling people your business.
And by the way, that's the one place when he said, you know, do I lie?
Yeah, but that's
and
what I'm saying. You put yourself in that position.
He couldn't put
dude.
It. He should have just not answered the question.
No, what you should have did was left your business private, like you should have did.
Right, probably.
You
should have
left it private. You've been talking about
it,
my girlfriend.
Right, exactly.
Your father. Asked you. He asked him flat out, have you met this girl? And he lied to his dad.
Because it wasn't a girl. We all know that now.
But he lied to his dad. He lied to his father and said, yeah, I met her. Dude, like.
But okay, so he's gullible. He's a sap. I get it. But I tell you, I think the person that you come away with, if I'm a Tui Asisopo, if I'm Marcus Tui Asisopo or Manu Tui Asisopo, grandson or
Oh yeah, he's
nephew.
A bad person.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
He kept it going. He kept it going because he liked the attention.
Or, okay, bad well, guy. We'll go well, with that well, for right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because he's in transition. Yeah, he's in transition
right,
now.
Okay.
So he's because he kept it going. But at the same time, John, come on, man, you got to know. Like, if something ain't right, you know, the dude asked, could he talk to her, and she was like, it was always something.
I know.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on, man. And he put himself in the back. I don't feel.
I
bad
also
for
feel
him.
Bad for whoever that girl is.
I don't feel bad for her either.
No. Who don't?
You talking about the girl whose picture they
yeah,
used?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't feel bad for her.
Oh, but she was thrown
John,
into this.
John,
and we don't this, even and nobody's
in this day and age, on social media. She was complicit when she did played her part. I don't want to spoil it for anybody because you got to see it.
Yeah,
she was complicit.
It's really
though.
Good, by the way. By the way,
she was complicit.
I would say this is a 4-star, not a 5-star, but a 4-star documentary, and it's 2 1-hour parts, and it's worth your time because it's really. A good story. So, yeah, you really enjoy it. It's Untold, The Girlfriend That Didn't Exist, Manti Te'o. Now, you think you know the story. You go, no, you don't. There's more to it than you could have even ever imagined. It goes much deeper.
Man, that cat, man.
Man, he got really.
I don't feel
this is a scam
him.
Of a scam of a scam.
But I get
and
it.
And that dude
at the
got
end,
taken.
Listen, John, at the end, he tried to be inspirational.
Yeah, he tried.
About,
he tried.
But he was, and I give him credit. He is, because... He got ridiculed. He got memed to death.
Oh, dude!
And
he got
for him
destroyed.
To stand up and walk through that fire that he created himself, I give him props for that. But right. you're still stupid for getting catfish. You're still stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know, man.
I'm glad you bounced back. You got a girlfriend now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bounced back, but you're stupid. You're stupid for that one.
So Tim Donaghy, the referee in the NBA who threw all the games, and he's that's another one I want to see in this Untold. And then there's one about yachting and I guess maybe cheating in yachting or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I did. That's the one. I don't want to see that.
So there's like 4 more, right?
That's like first world problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Ted Turner problems. So you have that, huh?
I said I can't relate to yachting.
Yeah, neither can I. It's not my thing. The one that isn't on there is one that's reportedly being done, and Feinbaum said yesterday that the cameras for Untold were down interviewing. I want to say they were interviewing Tim Tebow. I'm trying to remember who they were interviewing.
What are we talking to Tim Tebow about?
Well, there was some thought that it was going to be a Tim Tebow one, but I actually, Feinbaum's saying it's not a Tebow one, it's going to be an Urban Meyer one. Now, if they do Untold on Urban Meyer.
Oh, that'd be great.
They've got to go full. Hugh, you got to go full
no,
on every lie he told.
If you don't go full Urban Meyer and get old girl Dakota or Minnesota, whatever
Nebraska.
The hell her name was, Nebraska,
then
I don't want to see it. I need to see it from the time that he blew. I need to see it from the time he started out until Jacksonville. I need to see all of that.
Yeah, I need to see all of it. Yeah, I need to see him, you know, fake the whole heart attack and health things.
I want to see his kids go to bat for their dad, knowing he ain't about nothing.
Well, his daughters did, man. They went hard in the paint for him.
Listen, I want to see that. I want to see that. I want to see them go to bat for knowing their dad ain't no. What they say, he ain't no count.
You know, talking to the Jacksonville players about, you know, what was it like being on the plane? Yeah, Coach ain't on the plane. You know, we don't know.
Where Coach at? He ain't here. He went Nebraska.
He said his bar.
No, he wasn't with Nebraska. He in Nebraska.
No, he was with Nebraska in his own bar in Columbus. That dude. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus, fix it, Jesus.
So do you want to, Abe, you're a Florida fan. You want to see Untold do Urban Meyer?
If they told the whole story,
right, they got to tell the whole story.
I'm concerned that they're probably telling one specific story or one specific.
The salacious story.
Yeah. I don't think they're telling the whole thing.
Ain't that the one you want? You want the salacious?
Well, is it the one you want, the Jacksonville story? I mean, that's really the one you want.
Well, right. Well, look, there's a lot of stories about a ton of criminal activity when he was in Gainesville.
Right.
And a lot of that centers around Aaron Hernandez.
You're talking about
Aaron
Hernandez.
But it was more than there was other less, you know, monstrous crimes going on. But I mean, so if they just focused on that, we'd feel left a little undone. You know what I mean? There's more to it. So I'm just worried that they don't tell enough.
They ain't got enough.
Two 1 hour parts ain't going to be enough.
You probably need four episodes. You probably need
it's
four gonna episodes.
It's going to be Gettysburg length.
But by the way, has anybody seen the stories about, this is totally over here, but thinking about Untold, because the Mike Tyson series is coming up. Do you see these stories about Mike Tyson being in a wheelchair, predicting he's going to die soon? Have you seen these? I haven't seen that. Oh yeah,
I haven't seen that.
Is this related to like when he was walking with a cane a couple weeks ago?
But now he's in a wheelchair, and now he's saying out there, the real Mike Tyson, I think my life's going to be over soon. And I was like, oh, that's okay. That's a little disappointing.
He might be tripping. He might be on a bad trip.
He's been on a bad trip.
His product?
No, I'm saying he might be. He might be on a bad trip. I don't know.
Because the Mike Tyson it's not a documentary. It's a drama, right? They got a dude playing Mike Tyson.
Yeah, they got someone actually playing Mike Tyson. I've actually saw the trailer like 3 times yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
That drops soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's coming out. So I missed the date, but yeah, it's coming soon.
More show with John and Hugh. I'll tell you what's coming soon. Some of the young stars of the Atlanta Braves. They're signing guys. They signed, of course, you know, a guy like Michael Harris to a long-term deal. The question is, who might be next? Who do they need to sign next? Do they need to sign Dansby? Do they need to sign Strider? Who's got next with the Braves in this contract-happy moment? We'll discuss that list of guys and where you go if you're Alex Anthopoulos next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.